we presented a number of the findings we have so far, and part of the research we've been doing has involved a lot of student work. So we were presenting some of those findings. You know, what we've tried to do is take questions the communities have been asking about PFOA contamination that the state wasn't addressing immediately, and sort of build out research projects around those questions. So we've had a number of little projects like, is there any PFOA in my maple syrup? Well, we went out and tapped a couple maple trees and tested that syrup. People ask about, is there any PFOA at the kitchen faucet? When the state comes to test my well, they test at the filtration system. But might there be any residual PFOA in my water lines where it's still coming out in the kitchen faucet? So we've tested a couple kitchen faucets in Hoosick Falls, Petersburg, and North Bennington, and found at the kitchen faucet it was non-detect. So we've taken a number of these kinds of questions that the community is asking, and we've equipped and empowered our students to sort of produce data around that we can then sort of answer those questions and those concerns to the community. So today we had a number of slides and things presenting those findings to the wider community, and we'll do the same tomorrow. It's a two-day conference, and we geared Friday to be mostly towards regional high school students, and really trying to think about equipping the next generation of environmental citizens to be informed and take informed positions on some of these complex, challenging issues. And we're gearing tomorrow to be a kind of more public-facing conversation about the issues with impacted residents, local leaders, and a couple of keynote addresses.
And Kenneth, how have Hoosick Falls High School students been involved in research over the past year and a half or so?
Well, to dovetail into what David said, our high school students have been impacted personally. So they have similar questions that David's students have worked on at the undergraduate level. And having that information today presented by Dr. Foley and others was very helpful. And our students have been studying this as part of their AP environmental science class. They've had guest speakers in. And they've been out in the field with the USGS looking at soil sample collection and results. So our students have been intimately involved in the research going on in the community, and we've been very lucky to partner with Bennington College and host this, co-host this today, so that we had students from multiple states learning. Because as as we learn in real time, this is really helping our kids help other kids understand that you can get involved in your science classrooms at the high school level.
So the question to both of you is, what is the impact of the students' research, either at the college level or the high school level? Are we seeing the states of Vermont or New York taking an interest in this research?
This is Ken, and from our end, We have grown this organically within our school and done this through the inspiration of our science teachers and our students, collaborating with Bennington College and other colleges, RPI and Union, to try to establish our understanding of what's happening. So, you know, in the environment with PFOA and the water issues that we've experienced. So this has sort of been facilitated by our local school and our students and our teachers. We've had the DEC involved in presenting to our students. So we've worked with the Department of Environmental Conservation as well. And that's been on more of a cursory level. But the USGS has shared a lot of information with our students in real time.
Yep, this is David, and I'll sort of come at that question in two ways. You know, one, from the beginning, we've tried to design our research and our inquiries and our questions not to sort of duplicate the work the state's doing, but to try to find ways to complement that work. The state, you know, both in New York and Vermont, when they respond to a problem like this, they have fairly narrow sets of guidelines that direct their efforts. Their main concern is protecting citizens' health. And so they rightfully focus almost all of their resources on the primary pathways by which citizens are being exposed to a contaminant like PFOA, which in this case was drinking water. So a lot of the state efforts went directly towards safeguarding drinking water. Now, communities had a lot of concerns that were on the edges of that kind of the state's concern. So we've tried to find a way that we can sort of begin to address those in ways that complement the state effort, that we can sort of fill in some of those gaps and help paint a wider understanding of what's going on for impacted communities. Now, that's what I would consider sort of one of the ways that our research is sort of engaging with community concerns. But we also are thinking in sort of a more general way about the civic role of science and science education in our moment, and what role science education and the science classroom in particular can play in beginning to sort of really face up to and think about and practically engage nearby environmental problems.
What's coming up on the agenda Saturday afternoon?
This is David. So the Saturday's events, we're opening with a conversation with residents from Hoosick Falls, Petersburg, and North Bennington. We think this is a really exciting opportunity to bring these communities together. Each of these communities has had a very similar kind of problem over the last year, but there's been very few opportunities for those communities to be in conversation together. So we're really hoping tomorrow that we can begin to bring these communities together to begin to talk out what's been going on, that we can sort of summarize what we've learned, spark new points of collaboration, and advance more equitable paths forward together. So we're starting the day with residents, and then we're talking to local government, both in Bennington, North Bennington, Petersburg, and Hoosick Falls. And then we're moving into sort of some key state and federal people who were involved in the response. Alyssa Shuren, formerly of Vermont DEC, will be down. And Judith Enck, formerly of EPA, will be down to sort of talk out their roles and how they responded. And then we have a keynote Saturday afternoon from Rob Bellott, talking about some of the legal challenges around PFOA.
And this is Ken. And just to talk about the beginning of the day, and it's going to be a really good morning to look at, to compare and contrast how communities in different states are at different places and how they're working through what is a common problem. And I think that'll be really powerful, as David just indicated, to see where there can be collaboration and work going forward. And it's going to be also very illuminating to see how the local governments in two different states are working with their state agencies and so on. I think that'll be really revealing as well.